In the film tonight, there was a joke that the state of being in love was the happiest way of being miserable. So be miserably happy. Don't look over your shoulder too much. Enjoy what is so far as you can tell, and remember the old wise tag: today is the tomorrow we worried about yesterday. I'm a born worrier myself, but feel I could be all that you wanted me to be. Probably more important, I know that you are what I want. Not in any limited sense, but in all. I want to confide in you. I want to creep into you. I want to protect you. That I'm not capable is unimportant. What is significant is that you should think I am. My hands cannot caress you. My words strive hard to tell you all the things I dare. You spoke of yourself being guilty of slobbering. It's no crime. I'm proud of it. If your incoherent babblings mean what mine do, it's jolly good. Don't worry about being bounced out of favor and try to grow out of this engulfed, nothing belongs to oneself feeling. Regard me as a promise rather than a threat. And pick holes in me where you can so that I seem less regal. Remember, we're both in this together and that it has somehow occurred undesignedly, unrehearsed, because we had it in us. Yes, I wish that I was with you, but life is hard and wishing won't make it easy. My thoughts are with you far too often for my physical serenity and my mental equilibrium. During the day, I simply lap you up and cause trouble at night. Engulfed describes my state too, a rather floundering, uncertain one. I wonder what you look like. Don't have a special photograph taken. I know you haven't a busback face, but I've never looked at you as now I would. I wonder how many times I have seen you and how many we've been alone. And now my foolish pulse races at the thought that you even have a figure. I want very much to touch you, to feel you, to see you as you naturally are, to hear you. I want to sleep and awaken with you. I want to live with you. I want to be strong and I want to be weak with you. I want you. I want my letters to be of interest, so please let me know how and what you want me to write. On occasions, you'll understand I may not be in a position to write. Let me know if you think I'm mad. When my signature dries, I'm going to kiss it, and if you do the same, that will be a complete unhygienic circuit. Yours, Chris.